Today we will hear testimony on the following bills, LD 800, LD 730, and LD 775.
We're going to open the hearing now with Representative Perry from Arundel.
I want to start off by thanking the chairs for letting me to go first. I'm one of those that has other bills to present and work sessions today, so thank you very much. Good afternoon, Senator Dutrumbo, who happens to be my senator in my district. Representative Shaw and members of the Committee on Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, my name is Wayne Perry. I represent House District 140, which covers Arundel, Dayton, parts of Lyman, and Kennebunk. I am here a sponsor of LD 800, an act to expand migratory waterfowl hunting opportunities. This bill was brought to me by a constituent from Kennebunk. He felt, and I agree, that the days are so short during the second duck hunting season, it makes it almost impossible to hunt during these weeks. So with the current prohibition on duck hunting on Sundays, this only leaves Saturdays. With the weather we tend to get in December and January, duck hunters may not be allowed to hunt at all. I know when I head out to go lobstering during this time of year, I see very few, if any, hunters during the week. So this is basically a Saturday hunt only. I know a lot of people get heartburn whenever Sunday hunting is brought up. But since this hunting is done on the water along the coastline, hopefully the committee will be able to help this group of hunters. I've also learned from the department that I guess it has to be affected in some of the other zones, and if you don't, you have to take days out of the hunt. I think this would add approximately 8 Sundays. I would think that the duck hunters would much rather have 8 days on the weekend versus 8 days at the beginning or the end of the season, which counts a lot of those days that they aren't able to hunt anyway. Thank you, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you. Does anyone on the committee have any questions? Representative Espling.
Thank you, Representative Shaw. Thank you, Representative Perry, for your testimony. I'm just going to go with the whole slippery slope argument. Want to hear your reply to that, that this opens the door to Sunday hunting.
Well,
that's always the concern we hear.
I mean, I agree. I agree with that somewhat. I understand large landowners. I understand people that don't want to go out in their backyards and they want to be able to walk around on Sundays. This hunt is out on the water. This is, you know, on the coastal areas, out along the ocean in the marshland. So this is really areas that the average person isn't out on. And I think especially during that time of year, I would understand it if this was during the summertime, a lot of boats, a lot of people swimming, a lot of, you know, activity in and out. But during this time of year, basically the only boats out there are the duck hunters and the lobstermen. So it's, you know, but I understand, I would not support any hunting that would endanger the closing off of private land for hunting because people would feel they would have to post their land at that point. So, I mean, I would never be in favor of that type of Sunday hunting. I looked at this as a very small sliver, and I understand the camel nose under the tent and all that, but I just figured that possibly this one, because it was out on the water, might be possible.
Any other questions, Representative Wood?
Thank you, Senator. Right now, sea duck hunting is considered tidal water to the first inland bridge on a new river, correct?
I believe that. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'd have to, we should specify if this goes anywhere, we should amend this bill to be the tidal waters up to the first inland bridge to coincide with the sea duck.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, anything I think would help this, any amendments or whatever that you think would be proper. I know in our river in Scarborough, it would probably be up to the bridge trestle.
First,
so that
first
would be
bridge up.
Yeah.
Representative Short.
Thank you, Representative Short. Are you aware of other states that allow the hunting of migratory birds on Sunday?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
That'd be probably a better inland fisheries question.
Thank you.
We can find out
if
you'd like. Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is there anybody in the audience that would like to testify in favor of this bill? Anyone in favor, step right up.
Thank you, Chairman Shaw, and thank you to the honorable members of this committee. My name is Jeff Cole. I live in Kennebunk. I'm the impetus behind LD 800 that's been introduced by Representative Wayne Perry, for whom I'd like to thank for his assistance. Sunday hunting in our state has been very complicated historically. I acknowledge that objections to any form of Sunday hunting exist, and I understand the reasoning that landowners and other outdoor enthusiasts have expressed over the years, and I concede that LD 800 faces an uphill battle. That said, my aim today with LD 800 is to propose some middle ground, I hope, in a small way nonetheless, that can respect the concerns and interests of landowners and other outdoor users, and coincidentally provide a substantial group of hunting enthusiasts in Maine with further opportunities to pursue their sport. Before I do that, I'd like you to know what I won't be testifying to. I won't be discussing waterfowl populations or wildlife biology. I believe Brad Allen from IFNW will be speaking to the bill, and he's far more informed on that matter than am I. Those are surely relevant concerns, but I do expect, though, that he'll say there are no biological obstacles to LD 800. I won't be presenting any economic development data as well that might be relevant to LD 800. I'm not an economist with expertise in areas of Maine's outdoor economy, so I can't tell you what the tax revenue impact of the bill would be. But as a small business owner in Maine since 1980, I think there's a reasonable chance the passage of the bill would have a greater likelihood of a net gain than a net loss to the state. One assurance I will mention, and one that's been alluded to by Representative Perry, is that should LD 800 be fortunate enough to gain support from this committee or further, the refrain of the proverbial foot in the door to general Sunday hunting will be resounding. It's not the aim of me nor LD 800 to act in that capacity, and I suggest it's unlikely that the so-called foot in the door, in view of LD 800's very narrow language and scope and how distinctive waterfowling is from other forms of hunting. To those legislators, however, who might be inclined to withhold support from this bill for that concern, I hope that your leadership on this issue will be based upon independent thought, clarity of purpose, and confidence in judgments on specific sets of fact or circumstance, rather than an unwillingness to act, concerned of an outcome that has yet or may never materialize. LD 800 has attempted to make every effort to articulate its aim without ambiguity or distraction. There are no trap doors to general Sunday hunting in LD 800. It goes no further than migratory waterfowl. Should the day come where a specific proposal is made for general Sunday hunting, this committee and the legislature as a whole are as equally capable of saying no as they have thus far, as you are to say yes to this proposal. How is this different from early proposals, you might say? LD 800 is different in that it's limited to migratory waterfowl, as I've said. The manner of pursuing waterfowl is distinct from other game, as typically the hunter is using shoreside blind locations or is upon a body of water in a boat. His position is mostly fixed, determinable by geography, as opposed to being at large through the woodlands, across vast areas, and at most times unseen. Quite frequently, the waterfowl hunting location is on public marshlands or upon open navigable water, as previously cited, utilizing public launch facilities rather than requiring access over public lands. And as many in this room may know, shot shell loads for waterfowling are effective within a very limited range, much unlike centerfire rifle loads. And finally, the optimal times for a waterfowl hunt fall within the first few hours of the daylight, the waning hours near sunset, or in conditions fit only for ducks that keep the less hardy sportsmen indoors. I alluded earlier to the principal purpose of LD 800 benefiting Maine sportsmen. To an extent thus far, these are the disenfranchised outdoorsmen of our state for whom a regular work week makes it near impossible to enjoy their hunting pastime on any day but Saturday. Unlike 43 other states that permit hunting opportunities of some sort on Sunday, Maine's historical hunting seasons do not. Considering the escalation of license and permit fees that hunting sportsmen have continued to support, though in a diminishing trend, and the importance that this is to the mission of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, an enhancement in the value proposition for hunting sportsmen has made in Maine has been inarguably disproportionate. My hope is that LD 800 will offer an opportunity that can equitably address that fact and concurrently provide for the interests of landowners and others who desire the status quo for the uplands of Maine. I submit that this is a reasonable approach to those interests. Thank you again for the opportunity to provide these remarks for your consideration of LD 800.
Thank you for your testimony. Are there any questions for Mr. Cole? Representative Marks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Cole, thank you for coming. When I first read the bill, it seems as though you're pitting one duck hunter against another. I'm an inland duck hunter. I never hit the coast. What do you say to the inland hunters?
I would say that if you're inclined to entertain an amendment to expand that to the other two zones in the state, I'd be all for that, for a Sunday zone. Excuse me, for a Sunday hunt day.
For the whole state, then?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you. Oh, sorry. I didn't see your hand over there. Representative Briggs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was going to ask a similar question as representative. Do you not feel that it's a discrepancy to the inland duck hunters that to put this in for this zone only?
Initially, I wanted to be able to make this as palatable as possible and create an opportunity for this to gain a foothold. And as I said to this representative here, if this committee is so inclined to entertain an amendment to broaden this bill to allow a Sunday hunt waterfowl only in the other two zones in Maine, I would be all for it.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Seeing none,
thank you
very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to testify in favor of this bill? Step right up.
Hello, or good afternoon. My name is Becky Morrell, Senator Duhamel, which I'm sorry, he's not here, Representative Shaw, members of the Inland Fisheries and Wildlife. My name is Becky Morrell, and I'm here representing the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine. Really quickly, the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine testifies in support of LD 800 and Act to expand migratory waterfowl hunting opportunities, and simply enough, our organization supports this Sunday hunting opportunity.
Thank you.
I'll take any questions.
Questions?
I'll write them down for David, and he's the one that enjoys it.
Representative Marks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So your position with Sam is any other Sunday hunting is not favorable.
Again, I'd have to have David get back to you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to testify in favor of this bill? In favor? Seeing none? Is there anybody that would like to testify in opposition to the bill?
Representative Shaw, members of the Inland Fisheries and Wildlife Committee. My name is John Olson. I'm the Executive Secretary of the Maine Farm Bureau Association, the state largest farm organization of 7,500 members and associates, and we are in opposition to LD 800, an act to expand waterfowl hunting opportunities. This bill allows Sunday hunting. We have a long-standing opposition to any Sunday hunting bill. Our organization is truly grassroots. In the fall of each year, Farm Bureau members meet in various locations. Some of you have been at these meetings where we discuss public policy and issues affecting farmers. This past year, we've met at the Columbia Falls Elementary School, the North Scarborough Grange, the Freedom Grange, the North Nobleboro Community Center, the South Paris Congregational Church, the Farmington Town Office Community Room, and the Presque Isle Horn of Plenty Restaurant, and many other places throughout the state of Maine. And we have long, numerous debates. This year it was the merger of the Departments of Agriculture and Conservation, Land Trust, Agriculture Easements, Environmental Regulations, Property Taxes, the use of fireworks, and how it affects farm animals, the use of private land, just to name a few. Often the debate is long and passionate, but when it comes to Sunday hunting, there is absolutely no debate. It comes up, there is no support. I wouldn't say no support. There may be 0.5%, possibly. I've never heard it. I would say there's 99.5% opposition to Sunday hunting. I've been lobbying for the Maine Farm Bureau since the 110th legislature, and I've testified in opposition of 27 bills dealing with Sunday hunting. And I've listened to them all. I'm not going to read them unless you want me to. And there was one bill in the 117th legislature that actually dealt with migratory waterfowl. There was a bill to allow that to happen. There has been a long-standing, and I believe it's a 140-year-old tradition that is unique to this great state, and this is very, very unique. And that is, this tradition has maintained a successful balance between landowners and hunters. You can hunt, you can use my land to hunt 6 days a week except Sunday. Sunday is the day when the landowners can enjoy their land, take walks, ride their horses, work on their land, and allow non-hunting recreation without the fear of hunters nearby. We feel that this LD 800 will disrupt this balance between landowners and hunters, and we encourage this defeat. Thank you very much, and I'll be happy to answer your questions.
Thank you. I would just like to point out, we have lots of nice farms down in Standish, and we also have a nice greenhouse at the middle school, and we'd love to host one of your policy development meetings in Standish. So if you ever want to come down to my end of the state,
we'll do that
and have your meeting, we'd love to have you.
We had a meeting at St. Joseph's College, and that was pretty close.
That is in Standish. Excellent.
Okay,
right.
Okay, but we'll do that. Thank you very much.
Any questions for Mr. Olson? Seeing none, thank you. Anybody else that would like to testify in opposition to the bill? Step right up.
Chair Shaw, members of the committee, I'm Tom Doak. I'm the executive director of the Small Woodland Owners Association. Some of you that have been around a while remember some pretty bitter fights on Sunday hunting. John mentioned the number of times he's been involved. I've counted 30 different attempts in the last 36 years to get some form of Sunday hunting passed. And I think I've seen just about every possible scenario. This one, if I understand correctly, would bring Sunday hunting potentially to somewhere over 90 towns and towns and cities in Maine, because we're talking about the coastal zone, the coastal waterfowl zone. Hunters have an incredible benefit in the state, and we often hear about the majority of states allow Sunday hunting, but the majority of states don't allow you to go on someone's land with a firearm without their permission and essentially for free. So that's been the tradition in Maine. It's not, it's too often taken for granted. The majority of landowners in Maine still allow public access and free access because they think it's the right thing to do, and they also know they're going to have at least one day of that week to enjoy their own property. One of the prime reasons we haven't had a reverse posting law, a serious attempt at a reverse posting law, that's where you have to have permission to go on someone's property, affirmative permission to go and hunt. One of the principal reasons we haven't is because we have the Sunday hunting law in place. This is not about anti-hunting at all. The people that are most opposed to this are the farmers and landowners who provide provide those hunting opportunities. So what have we found? What have we learned from 29 failed attempts on Sunday hunting? At best, half the hunters in Maine would like it, and I think that's probably high. The majority of landowners clearly oppose it. And overwhelmingly, the public opposes it. I have a poll that was conducted, I think it's in 2005, that shows of Maine citizens, and it showed essentially 75% of the citizens of Maine oppose Sunday hunting. 19 were in favor, and I think there were 6 that weren't sure. So we urge you. We see this as just another attempt to have some form of Sunday hunting, and we urge you to reject this bill. With that, I'd be happy to take questions.
Thank you for your testimony. Any questions for Mr. Doak from the committee? Seeing none, thank you. Is there anybody else in the audience that would like to testify in opposition to this bill?
Thank you, Representative Shaw. Committee members, I'm Bob Myers, and I'm here representing the members of the Maine Snowmobile Association. I've only been around long enough to have testified on probably a dozen Sunday hunting bills, and we have consistently opposed them. I think, as you've heard already today, Sunday hunting is a third rail with a lot of landowners in the state. And I think it's important for everybody to remember the state is really unique in its tradition of public access, and it provides just a multitude of recreational opportunities which benefit the people, benefit state government. And in our opinion, this is just not worth putting that all to risk, because everything that we have for recreation in the state, or virtually everything, is the result of the generosity of private landowners. And this is clearly something they don't want. And we ask you to reject this bill.
Thank you for your testimony. Any questions for Mr. Myers? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to testify in opposition to this bill? Step right up.
Good afternoon, Representative Shaw, members of the committee. My name is Don Kleiner. I'm here representing the members of the Maine Professional Guides Association. Similar to the Maine Snowmobile Association, our feeling of debt to the landowners for the public access that they provide makes it so that we can in no way endorse Sunday hunting. This particular bill, though, has an interesting permutation on it in that it's for migratory birds only. And Representative Marks, you're right on the money, because this does fool with the allocated days that we have in the federal framework to hunt. And it's one of those times, like Sunday hunting for deer, when you add a Sunday, it's not the equivalent of adding another weekday, because participation will be higher. So in effect, you will dramatically shorten seasons, not just the 8 days that were mentioned, because that framework takes into account hunter effort. So from that perspective, it's a no-brainer for us. We urge you not to vote ought not to pass. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Any questions for Mr. Kleiner from the committee? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to testify in opposition to the bill? Step right up. This is getting bad. I know all your names before you even get up here and write them down.
Good afternoon, Representative Shaw, members of the committee. My name is John Boland. I'm the Director of the Bureau of Resource Management at Maine Fish and Wildlife, and I'm here today to speak in opposition to LD 800. As we already know, if enacted, LD 800 would permit waterfowl hunting on Sundays during the second season in the coastal zone of Maine's waterfowl season. For the record, Maine has three waterfowl hunting zones, northern, southern, and coastal. As a little background, since the 1960s, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service maintains that all states are treated equally under existing federal regulations and are allowed similar frameworks to hunt certain species of migratory birds. Sunday hunting is determined by the state and is permitted in some states, prohibited in others. Since 1997, states have been allowed a 60-day waterfowl hunting season. In states where no hunting, Sunday hunting is allowed, agencies are allowed compensatory days for waterfowl hunting, whereby Sundays are not counted as part of the 60-day hunting season. This proposal calls for Sunday hunting in the late or the second season of the coastal zone, in the coastal zone only. Should this take place, Maine would no longer be considered a no Sunday hunting state, and thereby all of the zones would be treated equally. Hunters in the north zone and the south zone would no longer be able to take compensatory days in these two zones in Maine, which is the vast majority of the state. 9 days of hunting opportunity would be lost in the north zone alone, based on last fall's migratory bird season. No compensatory days accounted for in the south zone would reduce hunting opportunity there as well. Additionally, if the bill passes, the season length of the coastal zone, the one that we're chatting about, a newly established zone established at the request of hunters wanting to hunt later into the season, would need to be shortened. In summary, LD 800, an act to expand migratory waterfowl hunting opportunities, would actually result in a loss of hunting opportunity for Maine waterfowl hunters. With that, I'm glad to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Boland? Representative Short.
Thank you, Representative Shaw. Could you name any of those states where that Sunday hunting is allowed? Save me some research.
We've got that. I don't have it with me, but I've been a member the last couple of years of the Atlantic Flyway Council, and that's the council that comes up with this 60-day framework. Many of the New England states don't allow Sunday hunting, and several of the other ones, but we do have a list. I can certainly bring that to the work session if you want.
I appreciate that. Yep.
Thank you.
Representative Marks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Boland, I just want to be perfectly clear here. As the inland duck hunter, I'm going to lose days of duck
hunting? You
are. Ooh.
And the reason, it's a little bit complicated, but as I explained, Maine has no Sunday hunting and thereby are allowed to exclude Sundays from the 60-day season. They don't count toward a hunting day. So by allowing, even if it's just one zone, the coastal zone, to become a Sunday hunting zone, the whole state then becomes a Sunday hunting state. We don't get compensation for the Sundays. So in northern Maine or the northern zone, there would still be a 60-day season. And even though state law prohibits the hunting on Sunday, so you couldn't hunt there, you're going to lose those days in that zone. They'll count against the 60-day.
Any other questions for Mr. Boland? Representative Briggs.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if you would be able to answer this question, but determining there are three zones, do you know if, like, one zone is more hunted than others? You know what I'm saying? Are they more hunting in one specific zone than others?
I believe Brad and our bird group in Bangor may have some of that information. Now, this coastal zone, remember, this last year was the very first year of the coastal zone. For the last several years, there's been two zones, the north and the south, so the coastal one is a brand new one. But I think we may have some relative information on the relative use, at least, in those three zones. But it would be preliminary, certainly, in the coastal. Yep.
Any other questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to testify in opposition to this bill? Seeing none, is there anyone who hasn't testified previously that would like to testify neither for or against, but would like to offer additional information? Seeing none, we'll close the hearing on LD 800.